Today's daf is Daf Yud Gimel. We're going to go back and start by the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. I know we did a little yesterday, but we're just going to go through. Okay, so Mishnah says, "Ir sheyishba avodus kochavim," city that has within it avodus kochavim. So Rashi throughout translates that meaning as that it's the holiday. It's not that there's a pestle in the city. This is the day. It's the Yom Eid. It's the holiday, right? Rashi says, "The derech haovde kochavim lios lehem yom shuk v'yirid v'yom edam." They have some sort of bazaar or marketplace on the day of the holiday, which is interesting. We go home and don't do any commerce, and they're doing commerce on the holiday. But we're going to see in a moment that the way Mishnah becomes difficult for Rashi. Ir sheyishba avodus kochavim. V'hayu bo chanuyos mu'utaros v'she'ena mu'utaros. And you have some stores that are crowned, so to speak, and some that are not. Right? Rashi says, v'hayu behen chanuyos mu'utaros v'simon hu lahem. The fact that they have these adornments on them, it becomes a simon, it's a sign, she'osen chanuyos la'obus kachavim heim litomehem nechas. These stores are collecting some sort of tax on behalf of the Avodah Zarah. I mean, they're going to charge you, even if you pay cash, they're going to charge you a certain amount of tax that they're going to take and then give to the Avodah Zarah. So, what's the story? And they have some of them, they don't have these adornments. So, Zehaya Maisa B'Beishan, this Maisa took place in Beishan, which was known to be a non-Jewish city. V'amru Chachamim, and the Chachamim said, Hami'utaros Asuros, those that have the adornments are Asur, V'she'ena mutaros. And those that don't have it are mutar to do commerce there. So Rashi says, she'ena mutaros. Why? Deba'osan she'en mutaros. Those that don't have these adornments, lo shakli minayu mechza la'avodos kachavim, v'lo mati la'avodos kachavim hanoa minayu. Because those stores do not collect a tax, and therefore, those doing business with those stores is not going to provide any benefit to the Avodah Zarah. Problem is now, how can you do business with the Goyim on the holiday when the first Mishnah says, Shloshi Yom of the Eidom, you're not allowed to do business with them. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, V'im Mishum Dinose V'Nosim B'Yom Eidom. You're going to ask me, you're not allowed to do business with them on their holiday. He goes, no. Hani Mil Zvune Luhu. That's just to sell to them. Dilma Mizabin Le Behema, because maybe you're going to sell them a Behema. But Azul Makri V'Lavos Chachavim. And then they're going to go out and they're going to offer to the Avodah Zarah. Inami, or Derech Lokeach Lios Sameach. A purchaser is happy. V'azil Amoti. And he may go ahead and then give thanks to his Avodah Zarah. Aval Mizabe Minayu, but to buy from them, Dovar HaMiskayim, something that is a non-perishable item. Shari, why? The Stam Mocher Atzafu, because the Stam Mocher is sad. Sounds great. That's wonderful. That's completely against Rashi at the beginning of the parak.
Right.
It was a major start of the first daf with the machlokas Rashi and Tosafot. So what it meant to be nosiv and nosing, and Rashi said it meant buying and selling. What Rashi's saying right here now is what Rabbi and Tam said in the Gemara then. So if you look at Tosos, Ir sheyishba avodus kochavim, I must have done this last time because it's completely underlined, and I didn't. So Ir sheyishba avodus kochavim, he says perish hakluntras regilus hu lios lahen shuk v'yirei v'yom edam. But to buy from them is shari. So Tosa says what we just said. He says hacha mashma shechazer bo rashmi mashma miparish lael. It seems to me the Rashi is changing his mind of what he explained on Dav Beis. De la seis v'lateis haynu mekach u'memkar. Rashi there says, Lasseis is buying and selling. And here he's just saying, you're not allowed to sell. Okay, it seems that Rashi was close there. But then Tosa says even more so. The whole parish of Rashi is difficult. Umiyu kasha, what's going on here? Ibiyom edu mairi. If we're dealing with the actual day of the holiday, sheyeh hashuk biyom ed, heyach lochim ehem. How can you even buy from this on the yom ed? Harmi la'el, didn't we say on Davav, we cannot buy from them anything, even would be non-durable items. And later we'll see on the Gemara in a few moments. Amrina de Rav Yirmiyah Zavin Chadpita. Right, he bought a piece of bread. The Allah dahu uvda Amrina b'Yushalmi Amalei l'chadachavri. See here, they're buying non-durable items. So how can this possibly be on their holiday. We say you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, Lachain Peirush Rabbeinu Meir, this is not where Meir has explained the Mishnah, and it's how most Rishonim explain the Mishnah, and to be honest, usually by default is Rashi. I don't understand the Gemara with Shitas Rashi, so we're going to try, I think we're going to go with Rabbeinu Meir. I think this question is a bomb kasha. He says, Lachain Peirush Rabbeinu Meir, Dahacha, Mairi, Biyarid, Sha'asui, Haniach, Bo Mechas, Vilchalobiyom, Edel Mairi, Lekach, Mish, Ein Mutaros, Ein Kan Isra. What we're dealing with here is they set up a marketplace. Not on their holiday. It's a marketplace that they set up, and they say we are going to be collecting taxes on behalf of the Avodah Zarah. So those that are mutaros, you cannot do because they, you know that those guys are collecting the taxes. You can't buy from them. Those that are not mutaros, you may purchase, you may do business with them because they're not going to be collecting taxes. But if it is on the Yom Eid, we've established you can't purchase.
Well, but it only says a mutaros for the holiday.
It doesn't say.
We're saying the mutaros is because of the holiday.
No, we're saying now the mutaros.
You're decorating.
No, they're decorating for some to know that these are people that worship the Avodah Zarah. So all those who worship are going to come flock there, do business by them. Is he it? No, not a yid, but the opposite. So I think that's an easier way to learn the Mishnah, and that's whatever. Now you have both in front of you. You can choose. Okay, Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Lo shanu elam utaros bevered v'hadas. He hasn't changed our entire understanding of the mission now. He says, why? Which types of adornments are usher? It's only those that are adorned with like roses, right? And myrtle, right? Because I guess they set up for smell. Vered v'hadas. Not really, vered's not a rose, technically.
Yeah, vered's rose.
No. In Gemara, it's something else. In modern Hebrew, it's a rose. I think Gemara, it's something else. Because roses don't really smell so much. But whatever, okay. I think a Shoshana is more of a rose in biblical. But there in modern Hebrew is a rose. I don't know if it is in Talmudic. Okay. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Lo Shanu Elam Utaros Beverid V'Hadas, to come is Hani Mirecha, because you're getting benefit from the smell. So now it seems that you're not even talking about doing business at all. The problem here is just getting benefit from the smell in the Avodah Zarah. Avam Utaros Beperos, but if it's just adorned with fruits, then that would be mutter. My taima, what's right? Rashi says, "Bevered v'hadas." Rashi says, "He says shel tikroves avos chachavim." That is their offering. V'hu simen lahem shechanoyus halalu shel avos chachavim. That's a simen that they're avodah zarah. But that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara said the reason is because you're getting benefit from it. So I'm not sure. It's like the Gemara and Rashi seem to be disjointed a little bit. At least the way I read it, I don't understand. Okay, he says, "The kamis hani mirecha vered v'hadas derech l'shatchan lifnei avodas chachavim." The derech is to spread them out in front of the avodah zarah. V'asur mishum tikrovus l'chatchan l'chavim. It comes to us because of tikrovus avodas chachavim. Okay, about peros mitaru l'kach mehen. Why? Be'afal gav demati hanah l'avodas chachavim. Even though you're going to give hanah to the avodah zarah b'hach zvini, because you're going to buy it and they're going to take the tax, I guess. Less love bark in the first b'mehana mutter, because we're going to see in a moment that Rish Lakish shows you're not allowed to get benefit from the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to give benefit to the Avodah Zarah. Are you shaking your head that you think that's so simple? That's not so simple. Okay. So he says, my time, why can't you do it? Amakrolo yidbak b'yodcha mu'uma. You're not allowed to have anything from the, I think it's by Yer Mikla, by the Ir Nidachas. Right? Hacharem osav es kolosher bav, lo yidbak b'yodcha mu'uma min acherem. You can't have anything stick to you. So that's ne'enehu da aser. Rish Lakish says that you're not going to get benefit. Ne'enehu da aser, aval mehaneh, but to give benefit, it is mutter. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. He says, afilu mu'utaros beferos nami aser. Even if it's just adorned with fruits, it is also aser. Because he says, kal v'chomer, ne'eneh aser mahan lo koshekein. If you're not allowed to get benefit, kal v'chomer, you can't give benefit. Not sure. So he says, right, mehaneh lo koshekein. So Rashi says, v'ha mehanehu. And here he's giving benefit to the Avodah Zarah. She hachenvanim she tochan sochrei mol shel komrim hein. The chenvani here is buying and selling on behalf of the priests. Inami or hu yoyev le lebal. What's that, Aleph? Hu noine lebal hachonus ha mo'os misachoroso she osesham umati lo hana. She ein mutaros lav de komrim hein. If they're not mutaros, they come calling. So it seems they're not giving the tax to the priests. But it just seems to me, and correct me if you have a different understanding, that the Gemara says the problem was that you're smelling it, right? That's what the Gemara said. He says, mithani mirecha, you're getting benefit from the smell. And then the Gemara and Rashi is talking about No, because you're giving us to get benefit, but you're giving the benefit you're giving them is the oh you're getting.
You're getting the benefit of the spell. They're getting the benefit.
But
of the
you're
money.
Getting benefit from. But you're getting benefit from the object that you purchased. You purchased something. That's what Rashi seemed to say in the Mishnah. That was the idea of a purchase. It was
so
the
maybe
issue.
You should, I was under the impression that maybe you're not allowed to even go into those stores because you're getting an offer from the Vajzara.
From the smell.
From the smell.
Right.
In the store.
I understand that, but that's not what Rish Lakish is saying. That's exactly my question. That's exactly what I'm asking. So I don't know. I don't know. Okay. So Meisvei, we're going to ask a question on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says... Right, Reish Lakish says that you are allowed to provide benefit to the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not allowed to get benefit. So Meisvei, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Yom She'avodas Chochavin, Manachas Boas Hameches. There's going to be a tax-free day. You know, it's 8.25%, 8.65%. Don't remember. 8.65% sale. You're not going to be taxed that day. What do they do? Machrizin Va'omrim. They call out. They announce. Kol Mi She'notel Atara. V'aniach b'rosho u'b'rosh chamoro l'chvod avos chachavim aniach lo samechas v'imlav al yaniach lo samechas. So there is a tax that goes to the Avodah Zarah. Today is a tax-free day. The only way you can become patur from the tax is if you and your donkey wear this crown. You have to wear this antara. And if you don't wear the antara, then you have to pay the tax. Problem is now Yehudi shenim sasham. Okay, you got a Jew now there. He's in the marketplace. What does he do? Ma yaseh yaniach nimsa nehene. If he puts on the crown, he's nen. Well, apparently this crown is smelled nice and everything like that, and he's putting it on, and he's being nen from it, right? Rashi says, nehene min hareyach shel asavim osho besamim. And now, lo yaniach, if he doesn't put it on, nimtza mehane. Turns out that he's going to then provide benefit to the Avodah Zarah because he is paying the tax. Right? Rashi says, mehane no se meches. So the Gemara says, from here, Mikan Amru, from here they learned, right, the idea that if you don't put it on, you found Mahane, Nosim and Nosim, Meshuk Shavodos Chachavim, if you do business in this marketplace, Behemah Te'aker, you should have to do something, you have to basically ruin what you buy. So the Behemah Te'aker, you'll slice something, we see it's in by the ankles, Peros, Ksus, Vekalim, Yirkavu, the Peros, the Begadim, the Kalim, is going to leave out so that they'll rot. Ma'os, so coinage, klimatros, and metal objects, yolichem liyamimel, toss them into the Dead Sea, because no one's going to go there and get it. Right, you have to do that, right? Right, and because so, you can't provide them benefit. So if you gave them the money, I mean, here it just seems like you can't get benefit. I don't know, but ezo ikor, what's considered ikor by the behema? It's hamin asher parshol seha min harkuba lamata. You slice the back of the leg from the ankle and below. Something I do. Ah, welcome.
That's not a mum.
So we saw that before. The question is, it's a mum, you're matel a mum, you can't
have
be...
Problem with the mum?
We can't... What do you mean?
Do the guy have a problem with a mum?
No, but you bought it. It's yours.
Yeah,
so you can't use it anymore. The ezehu ikur, and what, right, they said that. But katani miyos, nevertheless, it said in the beginning of the braisa, yaniach, if you put it on, nimsa nehene. If you don't put it on loyaniach, nimsimahane. You see that providing benefit to the guy is a problem, which is against Reish Lakish, who says that it's not a problem. That's a kasha on Reish Lakish. So Amar Rav Misharsha Bered Rav Idi, no problem. Kosavar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Pligi Rabbanan Aleya de Rabbi Nosson. V'anad Amik Rabbanan Pligi Aleya. This Bryson was quoted in the name of Rav Nosson. The Rabbanan argued with Rav Nosson, and I, Reish Lakish, hold like the Rabbanan. Big deal. So you have somebody. You brought somebody to argue with me. I hold like the other shita. That's not a problem. So if you look at Minarkuva Lamata, just going back to being Ma'akir the limb. So Rashi says Aval Ikur Shetitarif Bo. But if you make some sort of ikur that's going to cause the animal to become a treifa to force and then that'll die. Aser Lasos Kam Yadayim Behema. You're not allowed to do that by a behema. Aval Pishas Asur Bahanar. Even though it's Aser Bahanar. Tosas on Dafid Al says what is that? What aveira is that? What isser is that? Tosfos tries to find out what isser that is. Okay.
Tzar Bel Chaim.
So they ask about Tzar Bel Chaim. We'll get to that at the end of the Gemara. They ask also from Tosfos there also. They ask about Tashkas. This is a Baltashkas issue. A whole different. Okay. So now it seems to be here that there is a machlok. Reish Lakish says there's a machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. So the Gemara then asks, Reish Lakish says, I hold it to Rabbanan, you brought me the brace like Rav Nassan. But Rabbi Yochanan seems to now be passing like Rav Nassan. But if you just said there's a machlokes between Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim, why is Rabbi Yochanan passing like the Yochanan, like Rav Nassan? He should be passing like the Chachamim, like the Rabbim. So Rabbi Yochanan, Savra, lo pligi, he doesn't know that there's a machlokes, that if there's a machlokes, he should be passing like the Rabbim. And therefore, Mehana would be mutter. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Savra, lo pligi. He says, there is no machlokes. And therefore, there is no place for the Chachamim or Cholek, and therefore he has to paskin like Rav Nassan, because there is an Isser for providing benefit. Mor says, "Velo pligi, really? There's no place where they argue." Vatanya, the following brisa: Holchin liyarid shel ovei kochavim. You're allowed to go down to the marketplace of the Avodah Zarah. Rashi says again. Rashi's talking about this. Says on their Yom Aid. Rabbeinu Meir explained was known that these marketplaces again that were set up in honor of the Avodah Zarah. And Vilochim Mehem Behema, you can buy from them animals, Avadim, Ushvachas, Batim, Visados, Ukramim. You can buy all these things from them. Vikosev, and what you have to do is you should write a star, Vikosev a star, Umale Be'arko Shalhem, and use the non Jewish courts. Go get them the UCC filed in the non-Jewish courts, because if you don't do that, they're not going to listen to you. But if the non-Jewish courts will see that you applied, you put your lien, you verified the contract in their courts, then they'll provide validity to it. The im haya kohen, and this goes into a whole another sugya. The im haya kohen, if the person, the purchaser, is a kohen, and therefore he is not supposed to get tamei meis, so therefore he's not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Because this chamim goes there on tumas amim, it gets into the whole sugya as to whether or not you are allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the im haya kohen mitame b'chutz la'aretz, he can still go into the chutz la'aretz ladun ula'ari mahem. Nevertheless, he can still go outside Eretz Yisrael to go to adjudicate the case with them. Right? Rashi says umale b'arko shalahem makom gidulehem v'shoftehen. Okay, fine if you said that. And just like the Gemaras, they gave him Rishus to become Tamei by going to Chutz La'aretz, they also gave him Rishus to become Tamei in a cemetery. You want to say, wait, Pesach, what? It's a totally different, that's totally disjointed, because Chutz La'aretz is Gzeira Tumas Amim. Pesach Kvaros is Tumas Daraisa. What are you talking about? The Pesach Kvaros Agadaitach? Tumas Daraisa he. No, not Pesach Kvaros. Ella Besa Pras the Rabbanan. Talking about the Besa Pras, a plowed field. You say a plowed field, 100 amah, the Kohen can't walk, not because you're afraid that maybe the bones were spread out and he'll touch a bone or pick it up, but that's a tomb of the Rabbanan. So that he can go through in order to, he can go through. Fine. The Brisa then adds a few other things that the Kohen Gadol is, the Kohen is mutter to become Tamei. Umetame lilmo Torah v'lisa isha. He can go outside Eretz Yisrael or go past through a base of pras in order to learn, in order to get married. Amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai. When he's allowed to do that? That's only bisman she'ein motse lilmod. That's because there's no place for him to learn there. Other Gemaras say no. Learning doesn't mean there's no place to learn there. Everybody only can learn in the place where they want, where it's good for them. The yeshiva here might not be the right place for him. He has to go to a different yeshiva. That's fine, right? Aval bisman she'motse lilmod eino metame. But there's a place to learn where he is, he can't be Matame. Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is what Mara says right now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Bismacha Motzi Lilmod Yitame, even if there's a place to learn, a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, he can become a Tame. Because not everybody is Zocha, so not everyone likes the Shir, some people like a different Shir, so not everyone is Zocha to learn from everybody. I think it's the other way around. I think the Magad Shir, not everyone is, the Magad Shir is not Zocha to have everybody learn from him. I think that's the discourse is that way. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "How do I know that?" Maisa by Yosef HaKohen. The Maisa by Yosef HaKohen. Shehalach Acho Rabo L'Tzayadon. That he followed his Rebbe to Tzayadon, which I guess is outside Eretz Yisrael. And Lilmo Torah, to learn Torah. So you see that the Kohen is mutter to learn Torah. Just look at Tosos for a second. Tosos here says Lilmo Torah Lisa Isha. Tosos limits it. He says Perush V'Daito Lachsol Eretz Yisrael. He has to have in mind to return to Eretz Yisrael. Right, it's where the tosos are wide, short tosos. The ilu ein daito laksor. If he doesn't have a mind to return back, amar biksuvos achiv shel zeh nasa Umeis Baruch Makom and Baruch Hamakom Shahargo. Vizeyor Achral Eret Yisrael. He says he went, he got killed. And he was like, good thing. He had dots to come back. But then he says, Tosfos says, V'dafka b'hanoch mitzvos, shein chashuvos. You only can leave for these specific mitzvos that are chashuv. It's l'umol Torah, shegodol tamat Torah, shemev de'ilim ma'isa. V'ishanam, v'niksiv lo so b'ra, aval shar mitzvos lo. He quotes this as in other mitzvos you can. There are other gemaras that seem to indicate that for other mitzvos you can. What? So making a parnasa might be. And the thing is here is, it's only talking about a kohen. The gemara here is only focused on a kohen going outside and becoming tameh. What about a non-kohen? That doesn't seem to be the focus of the Gemara here. So that's an issue. I think, I remember that there was an article, like a Rara Lichtenstein wrote an article about what about leaving Eretz Yisrael, like to see beauty, like to see like the majestic things that you have to go through. I think someone asked about the Alps or something like that. He says, yeah, I mean, that's there's a toilet there. You don't have das to come back. You can. So it's a big machlokus in the Maskana. There are people who do not right. So I remember when I was in Shalvim, so there was a particular Rebbe Rosh Yeshiva who refused to leave Eretz Yisrael, and then he got a position in the yeshiva and had to go raise money, and he left Eretz Yisrael. So that's it'd be like Kesef Yarnas Hakol, I guess, but still, right? So, an error.
Isn't it because they mentioned that a kohen can't do
right? That's what we just said. That's what we just said. The Gemara here seems to be focused on the Kohen, but there are other Gemaras that focus on other people.
Okay, so that means that they're mentioning that. So that means someone who's not a Kohen.
No, that's exactly what we just said. Exactly what we just said three times. That's exactly what we just said three times. Exactly. This Gemara is focusing on the Kohen. Yes, this Gemara is focusing on the Kohen, but therefore it seems to be indicated as only an issue for the Kohen. There are other Gemaras that focus on other individuals. That's exactly what we said. Okay. Now, the Gemara over here says, the problem is we have the issue, getting back to our Gemara, is that Rabbi Yochanan seemed to say that he passed like Rav Nosson, that you're not allowed to give Hanah to the Avodah Zarah, and he holds that there is no Machlokas, there's no Rabbanim who say that you can. But now, Rabbi Yochanan says here, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Kohen is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to learn, even though it becomes Tamei. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. Alma pligi. What does that mean? Alma pligi. So, I don't know. So Rashi says, well, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yossi, umida airi Rabbi Yochanan, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan gives a statement about this brisa, shmamina shmiyele le Rabbi Yochanan hachmas nisa. So you see from here that Rabbi Yochanan actually knows about this Mishnah, or this Braisa. V'lochin mehen behema pligat Rabbi Nosson. And what did the Mishnah say beforehand? The Mishnah said that you can purchase from them, which means you can provide them benefit. So you see, and this is a stam, this is Chachamim. So you see that there's a Braisa here that holds that you're allowed to provide them benefit, which is the Chachamim. So there is a Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan knows of this Machlokas. Yet he's passing like Rabbi Nosson. Why? That seems to be the Kasha. So right, he says, "V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan halach Rabbi Yossi, Amar pligi." So Amar lach Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lo olam lo pligi." No, there is no machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Nosson. They both hold it's also to provide benefit to the Avodah Zarah, to these people. Lo kasha. So what's so? There's no kasha between the prices. Kan bil kechem and a targar de shakli mixei minei. Kan bil kechem balabayis lo shakli mixei minei. It depends on whether the guy is a merchant or he's selling out of the basement of his house. There's a difference. If he is, right, if he's coming from the Tagar, Socher was Kavua, so that guy collects taxes. He's going to collect the taxes. That's where it's Usser. However, Khan bilokeach mi balabais. If you go and buy some basement store in Bar, where they don't charge tax, so then, sorry, I shouldn't say that, but those are, Khan bilokeach mi balabais, dilo shakhi mechseminei. So, we daven at 8 o'clock. Excuse me, we daven at 8 o'clock, you come back at 8 o'clock. Right now we're learning. Okay. Kan bilokeach min ha-tagar. Kan bilokeach min ha-tagar, just talking mixi minei. Kan bilokeach min balabayis. And here, as we come from the balabayis, the lo shikli mixi minei, where he doesn't collect the tax, so therefore you can purchase from him. You're not providing any benefit to the Avodah Zarah. You're not providing any benefit to the Avodah Zarah if the guy's not going to give, the taxes. So, amamar. Now going back to the brisa. Behema te'aker. You snip the ankle or something like that of the behemoth in order to make it not useful. Right. Where it says we asked before, the tsar b'lechayim that you don't do, you're causing pain. interesting, but the Tzar Bali Chaim, is it the Raisa or the Rabbana? I'm not sure. So that's the time of Raisa, how you could Tzar Bali Chaim. So Amar Abaye, so Abaye says, Amar Rahmana. No, here you're allowed to, Amar Rahmana, as Suseyem Teaker. But interesting, so Amar Rahmana, what the Torah says, and where do you quote the Pasuk from? Where's the Pasuk from? Look, Yoshua. Well, it's Amar Rahmana. Well, okay, so Amar Rahmana, the Pasuk says, Al Tiram Ibnehem, Ki Machrani Nosei La Es Kulam, Chalalim of Nei Israel, as Suseyem Teaker. You should uproot their horses. So the Gemara so says that now, you see from this pasuk that it's mutter to cause Tzar Bali Chaim to rid of Avodah Zarah. It trumps, right? Rashi says Vesuseim Teaker BeYeshua Ksiv Amo Mutter Lirdosam Bikach. You're allowed to do it. All right. Amar Mar BeEzu Ikur. What's considered Ikur? Minasher Parsoseha Minarkuva Lamata. I think it means we tell me what it says. I think it means that you cut the ligament from the ankle and below, or something like that. Right. So Rashi. Was has tendon, okay, but the tendon. Oh, and the hooves, it's by the hooves, okay, that makes sense, okay. So Amar, we'll get Totsvos, Totsvos says Amar Abaye, he says, Hiksha HaRavachonon, Lamanda Amar Tzal Bei Lechayim Deoraisa, Ma Rayom Maisim Yoshua. Like, according to the Mad Amar, who says that Tzal Bei Lechayim is an Issa Deoraisa, what Rayo would bring here from Yoshua? Dilma Shani Hasam, Dialpi Diboru. There, the Kodesh Baruch gave a specific commandment. Who says that applies everywhere, right? He says it applies everywhere. Abel Hacha, Abel Hacha, beknas de Rabbanon, in koach biachachamim la'akodavim in a Torah. But here, just a knas de Rabbanon. What's the knas? You bought something during a time period when you're not allowed to deal with the Odei Avodah Zarah. It's not an Issa D'oraisa. It's an in the Rabbanon. And as a knas for violating the Rabbanon, the Gemara said that you have to, you know, destroy it. So who says that trumps an Issa D'oraisa? Over there, you're trumping Issa D'oraisa because it's up to your But who says here it trumps an Issa D'oraisa? I think that might have been your question before. So he says, no, yesh loma di vadai, yesh vadai, I love that, di vadai yesh koach biyadom la'akor. Yeah, they had the koach to me'akor, Rabbanon had the koach to me'akor an isra midoraisa, hecha denira tam tzas la'akor. If they see some reason that they're going to be me'akor, it doesn't really express, flesh it out what it means, but he says, no, they can.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
Shevel
tasin, we do.
Go shofar on Shabbos of
Shevel Tasa. It's a different thing.
Why? Because there's a reason.
But here you be ma'akar b'yadayim. You're violating an issur d'oraisa b'yadayim. By not blowing shofar and not taking the lulav, you're not doing anything. You're just shevel tasa. It's a major difference. And also, you're not destroying the entire mitzvah. Because that's the whole point. Because you're still doing it the next day, right? But here,
it's not like Menachem's answer he gave last week,
which was what?
That was. It all depends on if it's within. The use of
what is any use?
Well, no, what's
our Yeah. Sometimes there's any use, it's
not exactly. But what's the use here? The use here
the use is that you have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it.
But you don't. That's only that. But that's. But Tzal Bali Chaim is a din d'oraisa. That was only there in Yeshua, the question is. Okay. I hear. I think the question.
Tzal Bali Chaim is paramount.
Right, but I think that Baal Tashkis, that's the answer all the time. If there's some sort of use to it, then it's not Baal Tashkis. But here the Kashi is according to my number says Tzal Bali Chaim is Issa D'oraisa.
Right.
So the Rabbanan is going to come and say now they have a Knas D'Rabbanan, it's going to be accurate. Toshas saying Hanami. Toshas saying Mati. Yeah, Hanami. Yeah, you can. All right. Fine. Uri Minu. So the Gemara asks the Kashi. Now we're going to by Ein Makdishin, the Ein Machrimin, the Ein Marichim Bezman Hazeh. We're not Makdish things. We don't make things, you don't make a Haram Bezman Hazeh. You don't make Erech, you don't say Erech Alai with a set value Bezman Hazeh. Vim Hikdish. Now if you were Makdish, or you were Hechrim, or you were Herech, Behema Te Aker, a Behema you'll do this to Aker, Peros Ksus Lekelim Yikavu, Mos, Pei Matocho, Salichim Yamamelech. All these things to get rid of it because you violated. Ikor, what does the Gemara say? Ikor is over there. Gemara says, "No el delz b'fanav he meisam yaleh." Ikor means you lock it up and it dies. We just said ikor means you cut it by the hoofs. Right. Here it says ikor is you lock it up and die. So Amar Abaye.
Why don't you ask a question now, Tzal Bali Chaim?
What?
You put the animal inside, or is that
yeah?
Not doing anything technically. You lock the animal into a room; it's about to die.
Shevel Tasa, you didn't do anything. You let it sit there. It's hekesh.
I know,
but it's a deraisa now. But there's not a deraisa. That's the difference. It's only a din derabanim. The question is only asked according to the man d'amar, who says that Tzal Bali Chaim is deraisa. How can a derabanim uproot it? If deraisa, I can figure it. It can do something. Okay. All right. So Amar Abaye Shani Hashem Mishum Bizon Kachim. He says no. There is different. There is different. He says there is different Shani Hashem by Hektesh Mishum Bizon Kachim. It's Bizoyan Kachim. What's Bizoyan Kachim? I think it's Bizoyan Kachim to have the behemoth limp around for so long. That's what I think he's saying. I don't know why it's not Bizoyan to let the behemoth starve. The problem is you have a big takala if you're mocked or something, Bizmanazeh. You can come and you can violate a lot of Yisroom Daraisa, Bizmanazeh. Tosafot asks, what do we do about Bechor? Bizmanazeh Bechor is Kedusha Me'ileha. You have to deal with it. So we have other ways of getting rid of Bechor. I remember I saw Petr Bechor on YouTube from Australia once in Melbourne. Chabad in Australia did something of Petr Bechor. Right. Yeah, yeah. It's online. You can look it up. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that online?
Okay, tell me afterwards. Okay, I don't know how to pause it. Okay. So Arabaye, Shani Hasim Shum Bizoyan Kachim. So Gemara says, V'nichshatei Mishchat. You should... If somebody was Mekadesh, if someone was Mekadesh a karban, Mizmanazeh, so just shecht it right now. Just shecht it. So he says, Asu behul yidei takala. You'll have a takala, because people think that you shechted the animal, now it's mutter to eat. So you can't do that. He says, okay, vilishvei gistera. Chop it in two. So Gemara says, chop it in two, you can't do that. Amar bai, amar kra, v'nitatztem es mizbochesem, lo sasun chen l'shem l'keichem. You'll destroy the Avodah Zarahs. You destroy the Avodah Zarahs. You can't sit and destroy... Gentlemen, please, we're learning now. Please come back at davening.
My bad, sorry.
What? What? Vakasha, nachnu mitpalim b'shmoneh, yicholim lachzor b'shmoneh.
They can disturb us
when we davening. Yicholim lachzor b'shmoneh, lo vakasha. Kolab lom dim akshav. Oisek b'mitzvah, pati b'mitzvah.
Wow. Okay.
What?
I'm
it's all right. Okay, Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Unitatstemis Mizbechosab, Lo Sasun Kein Lashem Lakechem, so you can't destroy your what's now. You only can destroy Avodah Zarah. You can't chop the thing in half. Rava Amar, so Gemara goes back, Rava Amar Pnei Shanira Kimatil Mun Bekotchim. The reason is because it looks like you're Matil Mun Bekotchim. So that's why you can't do that you have to lock it up. So that's why I don't do it. The Gemara says, now the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Nira? You're put a real mum in there. It says, Nira mum ma'al yahu. It's a real mum. So he goes, no. Hani mili. So now we're going to try to figure out why Rava says it's Nira as opposed to actually mate a mum. So he says, Hani mili bisman shebeis ha-migdash kayam. That's only, it's a real mum only when Beis HaMikdash is around. The Chazil Akrava. Because then it's right for Akrava. But Hashda, the Chazil Akrava, less Lanba. But now that there's not Shayach to be Makriv, it's not considered a mum. You only consider a full mum when it's Roya, then you can have a mum. So Gemara says, well, Havi Kimatel mum b'bal mum. So wait, because, in other words, here what you have, it's already a bal mum because it can't go on the mizbeach. The Gemara says, well, then still you're matil a mum into a bal mum. Why is it nearer? Because even an animal has a mum, you still can't be matil another mum. V'lahavi kematil mum b'bal mum, the afagad lo chazil akrava aser. Even a bal mum that's not chazil akrava, you still can't be matil a mum into it. So the Gemara says, no, bal mum nihid lo chazil gufe l'dimei chazi. So he says, no. The Zman based on the Midrash of Kayom, the problem is, the Isser is, because, you're right, Ein Echanami, the reason why there's an Isser to put a mum into a Baal Mum, is because if the animal can't be, I'll go onto the base of Midrash, onto the Mizbeach, at least you can sell it, and it could be used, the money could be used for Hektesh. Here you still can't use the money, you can't use it. Lafuki Hacha, Delo the Dimi Chaz V'Lukufi Chazi. It's not shy for anything. Okay, so that's why it's nearer kematil mum, even though it's not actually matil mum. But the whole reason why we said by the if someone is makdish an animal is manazeh, you put it in the kippah because you can't cut anything because you're matil mum. It looks like you're matil nearer kematil mum. Okay, fine. Ashechei Rabbi Yonah Rabbi La dekai pitcha letzor. So Rabbi Yonah found Rabbi Yilah, who's at the entrance to the city of Tzur. Amrle, so Rav Yonah says, Katani, we learned Behema Ta'akir. We learned in this mission, in this Brice, so that if you in the Brice about buying from the Avodah Zarah, that for the Behema you have to cut the ligament. Eved Mai, what do you do by the Eved? Right? What do you do with an Eved? So the Gemara says, wait a second, Eved Yisrael lo kami boyle. If it comes to a Jewish slave, you just bore him back. That's not the Shaila. Ki kami boyle. Eved avod chavi mai. What's the din? Do I have to like do something. They have to lame him. Do I have to do? I don't know if you lame him, then he has to go free. I don't know. So Amale Makari Baylach. What do you ask? What's the shaila? Tanya, it's the brisa says beferish. Ha'ovikachavim v'haroe behemadaka lo ma'alin v'lo moridim. We have a brisa that says of Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the shepherds who go out and graze and they're gazlanim. Their halacha is we don't throw them into the pit, right? We don't throw them in, but we don't pick them up. We don't. If they fall into the pit, we don't have to save them. We don't have to save them. So therefore, what? So you can't, but you're not allowed to do something to them actively. So this Evan, you can't do anything actively to him. Also, you can't be ma'akar him. You're not allowed to do that to him.
It makes no sense. Because every Evan that they had in those days was that's what they were. They were
bored. No, that here was. No, here was. Is there a knas when you bought them from the Avodah Zarah?
I understand that.
So some of them came on their own.
Understand.
Okay. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira Katani Lochin Mehen. The Braisa says that you can buy from them Behema Avadim Ushvachos. That's what you can buy from them. Right? Eved Yisrael. Okay, you're allowed to buy from them Eved Yisrael Odil Mafil Ovi Kachavim. Or is it you're allowed to buy a heathen slave? So he says Amalei Mistabra Eved Yisrael. It's Mashmal. You're only allowed to buy an Eved Yisrael. The Eved Kachavim Lemami Baile. Because if you're buying a non-Jewish slave, what's the purpose? What benefit do you provide? So Gemara says, no. Ki yasa ravin amar Rabbi Shimon Milakish afu eved over kachavim. You can allow to buy an idol worshipping eved. Because there's like this partial geirus when you buy an eved. Because now he's mechuyov in the mitzvos like a woman. So he's partial. So there is a purpose. Amar Rav Ashi. So okay, fine. That's an eved. Atu behema my machnis tachas kafei shchina ika. So how can you buy a behema according to that price? So what do you be machnis the behema tachas kafei shchina? So Ella. So the reason why you're allowed to mishum mi utayu v'hachanami dimate. I'm not sure. You mean utayu means you're diminishing the ownership of the goyim. You're taking away their property. So that's permitted. And that, but I don't get it. Again, I think it works out a lot better if we go according to that Rabbeinu Meir, who says that we're not dealing with the day of the Avodah Zarah, we're just dealing with a bazaar that was done, and they were collected the taxes for the Avodah Zarah. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Rav Yaakov Zabdin Sandala, Rav Yaakov bought a sandal from a guy at this marketplace, Rav Yirmiyah Zavin Pita, and he brought bread. So before we start anything, Tosfos says, well, he bought bread? Pasro, how can you not buy it, right? Right, Rashi says, look at the last Tosfos, Rav Yirmiyah Zavin Pita, Vim Tomer, hello, pas ovdi chachovim asura. You're not allowed to have pasakum. Last osos. It says, what? It was mazonis bread. Okay. V'yesh lomar, right? It was right. V'yesh lomar demayri b'makom sh'ein palta Yisrael. Answer number one, maybe that there was no Jewish baker there. Because I mean, look, come on, perek sheni. V'oj yesh lomar demayri hacha litzorich avdo ovdi chachovim. Maybe, or his behema. Maybe he needed it, wasn't going to eat himself. He's allowed to give it to his behema or to his eved. So he said, what?
Did that change at all?
Yeah, he says, Yerushalmi gabi hai uvdo shnia hu mishum chai nefesh. He needed it. Mashmu de letzarcho kano. Chai nefesh means for him. So it's not for his animal. Because I think pasak is only usher to eat. It's not usher with bahana. Right. He says, So he gives an answer as to why he's allowed to eat it. But then the Gemara asks, Tomar, but lo pas is davar shemes kaimu. But pas is a durable item. And we said on Davav that durable items you're not allowed to buy from them on their own. So he says, "Veishlomar the pas davar chashuvu the cuts of alezavina v'gadavar miskayim." Now, pas is something that everyone buys. The guy doesn't get that much benefit from you buying the bread because if you don't buy it, someone else is going to buy it. It's not the biggest deal. Okay. So amar lechad lechadrei. So each one says to his friend, "Yasma, you're yasom. You don't have any das. Avad Rabbi Hachi. Did your Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan was he knowing to buy things like this at the right?" He said you can't. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said you can't buy these things. Amalach ida yasma other Rabbi Hachi said the Rabbi Yochanan say you're allowed to do that. So the Tavayu, no, both of them ibalabayis zavlin. They both bought from a balabayis who wasn't giving the taxes over. They kol chad lechad zavur chavre mitagar zavon. And each one thought that he was buying it from a merchant. Damer of Abba bari Rav Chira bar Abba lo shanu el belokeh ben tagar the shakli michsamine. The only time it's usher at the marketplace is if you're going to give the taxes. If you buy it from a merchant who's going to pay the taxes over of a Balkeh Balabayas, we got someone who has his own basement store, and he's not a regular merchant, the low sakmin mikhsa mutta, then you're mutter. So neither of them did anything that Rabbi Yochanan would have said was wrong. Amar Rabbi Abba Braid Rav Chia Bar Abba Il Mole Hai Rabbi Yochanan, if Rabbi Yochanan would be around now, Haizimna at this time, Ba'astra at this place, the Kashakli Mikhza, where everyone pays the tax, Afili Balabais Havei Asar. Even if you were buying from Balabais, would also say it was Asar, which makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan only made a distinction that's mutter only if you know that the person is not going to be paying the tax. If the person is going to be paying the tax, it's Asar. So Ela Inu, so these people, wait a second, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hechizovim. I guess the story took place at the same time. So how did they purchase? Because you just said that if Rabbi Yochanan was here as Manazeh, he would not allow you to buy divide even from the individuals. So he's not Bibalabayas She'enu Kavua Zavun. It's not like a basement store where it's a Balabayas, but this is a guy who, you know, he's having a garage sale or something. He's having a tag sale. He doesn't typically sell his wares. Today he happens to be selling his wares. So for that, they were masking that even Rav Yochanan would agree that that you would be permitted to buy from them because you know that this person is not going to be paying the tax. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.